Welcome to the Upgraded Life podcast, episode 29. Episode 29. This is going to be a solo show, and I'm Dr. Nick Sotelo, and I'm going to tell you about vision and your inner vision and how this vision is stemming from your heart and how nothing in this world will come to you unless you want it in your heart. So that's what this show is going to be all about. That's what this episode is going to break down for you. So buckle in. Let's go for a ride. Let's learn about your inner vision. Hello. Thanks for tuning into the Upgraded Life podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo. The Upgraded Life is my personal project where I help people realize and reach their potential. I've been a professional helper for 20 years. Here's what I'm convinced of. The life that you have right now and the life that you want tomorrow is a product of your personal mindset, mission, and movement. Each episode of the Upgraded Life podcast is going to give you something that you can do as soon as the episode is over to upgrade your personal mindset. Your mindset informs your mission. Your mission tells you how to move every single day. And together, that is the upgraded life. All right. Thank you for being here. I'm Dr. Nick Sotelo, and I'm going to talk about vision and how vision relates to the way that I work with people, particularly as I am coaching people. Vision is part of the foundation of mindset. So when I talk about mindset, I talk about a set of minds. It is how we look at ourselves and the world around us. That's our mindset. And we have lots of sets of mind at our disposal when we look at ourselves and we look at the world around us. And vision is a big part of mindset. Now, I've already done episodes on core values, and I've done episode on affirmations. I covered core values in episode 6, and I covered affirmations in episode 27. So with core values, affirmations, and then now this episode on vision, those are the three big, big pieces of what I believe it takes to create the upgraded mindset. So if you're going to work with me as a coach in your life, this is where we're going to start. We're going to start with your mindset, and we're going to start on core values, vision, and affirmations. And the reason why we start there is because I've seen all kinds of people. I've seen myself. I've seen so many scenarios where people have the right genetics, the right resources, the right training, the right skills, the right raw natural ability, and they still don't realize and reach their potential. They still aren't successful. They still don't achieve what everybody thought that they could achieve. And when I started looking at these scenarios at a case-by-case basis, again, in my own life, in my career, in corrections, which is over 20 years now, in the work that I did as a mental health counselor operating private practice, the golden thread or the common theme, actually it's not a golden thread, let's call it a brown thread, is despite all of the positive things in a person's life, if they couldn't see it in their head and if they didn't believe it in their heart, then they were destined to fail. Now, that doesn't mean that some people can't be in you know, optimal scenarios, optimal situations, and experience some success. But again, my mission is to help people to realize and reach their potential. So even a modicum of success may seem enviable, but yet far too many people out there are living day by day, not realizing what they're capable of. And if they don't realize it, they won't reach for it. Realize and reach your true potential. And that's what my mission is. That's what the Upgraded Life is all about. And so if you can't see it in your head, and if you don't believe it in your heart, then you settle. You accept being quote unquote okay. You accept and or you say that you're quote unquote fine, F-I-N-E, fine. There's an Aerosmith song about that. Go check it out. You adopt the mentality of being mediocre. And that's all about what you see in your head and what you believe in your heart. So the Upgraded Life and the work that I do as a coach and the work that I've done for many, many, many years has been about helping people shift their perspective, helping you to shift your perspective. Because 9 times out of 10, people have what they need to be successful. People have what they need to realize and reach their true potential. They have it already. It's in front of them. It's right under their nose. It's been all around them. It exists in people that are in your network already. You just haven't seen it. You just haven't been willing to reach out for it. You just aren't willing to say, help me. And that's where I get fired up. That's where I do my best work, is helping people to realize and reach their true potential and shifting their perspective, taking their supposed weaknesses and turning it into a strength, taking the, I've been doing this for so many years and I haven't been successful, and shifting that into, I have been building this skill, this aptitude, this many years, and how can I use it now to launch myself into a new direction? That's what fires me up. That's what I do best. And when I'm working with people, there's no greater feeling than to show people how to leverage what they already have right in front of them to help them level up their life, to help them create the upgraded life. It's about mindset. Mindset is core values. Mindset is affirmations. Mindset is your inner vision. So that's the setup. I've already done a talk. I've already done an episode. I've already done a lecture on core values and affirmation. So let's talk about vision. And vision is all about what you believe in your heart. Affirmations are about your pattern of thinking and what you tell yourself in your head, in your mind. And this is where affirmations fall short. Affirmations are critical. I absolutely believe that. But if you don't connect your head and your heart, you will fall short. You will fall flat. You will fail. You will not realize and reach your potential. So I have done a lot of work in my own personal life around vision. I have helped coaching clients develop their own inner vision. And I'm always a student of vision. And I am always open to better ideas, more integrated ideas, more sophisticated ideas. Because I don't believe any one person, any one method, any one process has the entire market locked up. So I'm always willing to listen. I'm always willing to take a look at something. I am constantly scouring books and research and my own personal contacts so that I can continue to add to my beliefs, my vision, my mindset, and adding to the process that I use as I am helping other people, as I'm coaching other people. So I have some different things to offer in this episode around inner vision and what that looks like and what that means. So there are going to be two specific sources for this lecturette on vision. One is going to be Richard Brook. And if you don't know who Richard Brook is, he is an amazing man. He is one of my mentors in network marketing. Network marketing is one of my personal income streams that I have been building with my wife over the last handful of years. And network marketing has allowed my wife to step out of her career because it was pushing her to a place of not aligning with her core values as a mother and as a wife and just as a person, where the situation that she was in as an educator for 18 years, it just was not aligning with her. So network marketing allowed her to step out of that because we were able to build up that income stream, and which provided freedom, provided income freedom, provided time freedom so that she could do something different. And Richard Bliss Brook, it was a big part of that. And so Richard Brook talks about imagining a stoplight with red, yellow, and green lights on it, and how that can be a metaphor for your vision. So I will expand upon that. And I will also talk about vision as one specific person that I've been really diving into is Dr. Joe Vitale. You may have seen him in the movie The Secret. He is a prolific writer, and he has written several books. And I have really dove into his content. I've listened to his audiobooks. I've listened to his lectures. And he has really helped me to crystallize vision work in terms of how I see it being most beneficial. And I've been using this with my clients for the past several months, and it's really been effective. So those are the two angles that I'm going to give you on inner vision. And it's what I incorporate in the work that I do as a life coach when people want to take up the upgraded life. So let's start with Richard Brook. So Richard Brook wrote a book called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. And it's a broad book. It covers a lot of territory, but there is a lot in it around your inner vision. And I highly recommend the book. It's a great book, no matter what you are trying to do in your life. I mean, obviously it is angled at network marketers. You know, if you don't know much about network marketing, it is a way of building an income stream. And a lot of people talk about network marketing as it's a personal development plan that also has a business plan attached to it. So a lot of people will see it first and foremost as a method of personal development that happens to have a business plan attached. And I agree with that assessment of network marketing, because you cannot be successful in network marketing unless you are really successful in your own personal development. And inner vision is a big part of that. So Richard Brook talks about red light, yellow light, and green light vision, meaning you can have a plan laid out for yourself. You can have all the steps laid out. You can have all the proof. You can have people that have done it ahead of you. You can have people from all walks of life, people coming from all types of circumstances, rich, poor, you know, all kinds of disabilities or ableism attached to them, race attached to them, all the things that we see thrown in people's faces as reasons why they cannot. And Richard Brooke in Mach 2 in red light, yellow light, green light vision will lay out before you that it's all about what you believe about yourself and what you believe about the world around you. So red light vision is akin to always having your foot on the brake. If you're driving a car, that's his analogy. You're driving a car, but you have one foot on the brake and you have one foot on the gas. And if you've ever tried that, you know how not effective that is, right? As much as you're laying on the gas, if you have your foot on the brake, you're not gonna go anywhere. You just aren't. Even with the best plan in place, even with the proof that it can be done, as long as you have your foot on the brake, you're not gonna go anywhere. Yellow light vision, or according to Richard Brooke in Mach 2, is where you let off the brake and you maybe you hit some speed, you gain some momentum, you cover some territory, but then you slam that brake on again, yellow light, right? When you see yellow lights at a traffic intersection, we have to weigh out, do I slam on the brakes and stop here or do I keep going? And yellow light vision is that process of slamming on the brakes, stalling our momentum, stalling our speed out, and then having to start all over again, right? You got to wait for your turn. You got to wait for the traffic to pass. When the green light hits, right, you hit the gas again, but then you're back to yellow and you're stepping on the brake because you're waiting, you're cautious, and you're worried about all the things that are going around you. That's yellow light vision. So it is characterized by spurts of progress, spurts of momentum, but ultimately it stalls out because you're always ready to slam on the brakes. And then green light vision. And green light vision is where you know where you're going, you know the directions, you know the hurdles, you know the potholes, you know the left turns, you know the right turns, and you just put the gas down and you go. And you go for a significant amount of time and you have significant amount of momentum and you're hardly, if ever, using the brake to pause, using the brake to stall out your momentum. You just aren't using the brake. And I know some of you are saying, yeah, Nick, but sometimes you have to stop. Okay, I get it. Right, but you need to plan a route where you can have the gas down, the pedal to the gas down for as long as you can so that you can gain the momentum, so that you can cover as much territory as possible before ever having to stop again. That's green light vision. And in this life, most people have red light vision. Some people have yellow light vision, and very few people have green light vision. And the people that have green light vision are the ones that we call successful. They're the ones that quote unquote make it. They are the superstar actresses. They are the ultra successful CEOs that go from company to company as CEO, and they take that company and they rocket propel it to their goals, achieving their core values, achieving their mission, and being ultimately successful financially. green light vision people are successful in the military. They're successful in politics. They are successful within the church. Green light vision people are successful. And the reason why they're successful is because they believe it in their heart. They are able to look at the road ahead of them. They are able to look at the distance that they have to cover. And when they lay their head on their pillow at night, they see themselves covering that distance. They see themselves at the finish line. They see themselves celebrating with all the people that helped them to get them to where they are, so that they can raise up those people that didn't have green light vision. And don't miss that. Part of what drives people that have adopted green light vision is because they understand it's not for them alone. I've been highly impacted by the book Red Key Revolution by Jordan Kemper. And in that book, he talks about how you need to have individual success. Absolutely, you need to. It's critical. But if that success doesn't bridge you to establishing a legacy where you're helping other people and lifting them up out of their circumstance, then your success is selfish. Your success is only pointed at you, and that is what creates ruin in your life. But when your success is used as a bridge to help other people do what you did, even if it's just an inspiring story, that is what legacies are created from. Success must bridge to legacy for the benefit of others. Otherwise, you have individual destructive ruin every single time. This is what leads successful people to kill themselves. This is what leads successful people to blow all of their resources, all of their finances, and become financial ruins. You have to have a vision for what your individual success will build towards in terms of a inspiring legacy for the benefit of others. Jordan Kemper, Red Key Revolution. I will manifest him on this podcast. Jordan Kemper. So pause there for a moment. What kind of vision have you had in your life up until this point? Has it been red light vision? Has it been yellow light vision? For the vast majority of people, it's been red or yellow. Very few people adopt green light vision and go after individual success so that they can establish a legacy for the benefit of others. Very, very, very few people do that. But you can do that. I'm doing that. I help other people do that. I help other people achieve individual success in the effort of creating a legacy that inspires others, that actually provides resources for others so that they can be lifted out of their own red light vision, that they can move through yellow light vision so that they can be their own source of green light vision and do the same. Experience individual success, creating legacy that inspires others to do the same. So I'm asking you, as you're listening to this, to be honest with yourself. Has your vision, does what your heart believe mirror red light, yellow light, or green light? Be honest with yourself. Have you realized and have you reached your God-given true potential? be brutally honest with yourself. Don't settle one more day. Don't fall for the lies of social media. Social media does a great, great job of showcasing success. What social media doesn't show you is the path to success. Green light vision is about you doing the work every single day, doing the things that most people aren't willing to do. You have to commit. You have to do the things every single day that the average person just isn't willing to do. And you have to believe in your heart. You have to have that green light vision that tells you day in and day out, as long as I do this, I will become successful and I will establish a legacy and I will be able to tell a story for my children, for my grandchildren, and for anybody who wants to tap into the story. They will be able to see what I did every single day in order to get where I got, in order to show other people that yes, you can do it too. It may be in your own unique way. It may not look at all how I did it, but nonetheless, it is possible. It is possible for you to realize and reach your God-given potential. Green light vision. Richard Brook, Mach 2. If you don't want to take my word for it, go check out his book. I'll leave it a link to his book in my show notes. I don't get anything in return for that. I've met Richard in person from a distance at some conventions that I've been at. I've seen him on Zoom videos. I've been able to ask him some questions via online webinars. He's a great man. He is inspiring people through network marketing to do great things. I don't get anything in return. Go check out the book Mach 2 With Your Hair on Fire. That's the subtitle. If you don't want to believe me, believe Richard Brook. I guarantee you're going to get almost exactly the same message out of him. All right, that was Green Light Vision via Richard Brook. Pretty soon I'm going to move into Dr. Joe Vitale and talk about Law of Attraction and why if your head and heart aren't aligned, you're destined for failure. But before that, I want to talk about a way that you can support me, the way that you can support this podcast. And this podcast is my way of bringing my message out to the world at large. I have been working with people as a professional helper for over 20 years. I've seen the worst of the worst, and I've seen people come out of their circumstances and do incredible things with their lives. And I am leveraging that experience, bringing it to you. I do these podcast interviews with successful people so that they can give me what their magic keys are to mindset, and they explain it to us in podcast episodes so that you as listeners can see that, so that you can believe in it, so that you can benefit from it, so that way you can apply what these people are giving to me and then giving to you as tools, as strategies, as ways to upgrade your mindset so that you can realize and reach your God-given potential. That's the whole purpose behind this podcast. And at the same time, it takes work. It takes effort. It takes dollars. It takes resources. Right now, I am pulling time away from my family. I've been married since 2000, so 20 years. I have two children. I have a 16-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. And those three people mean the world to me. This podcast takes effort from me, takes time away from them. Many, many, many of you have reached out via email, via social media, via text for the people that have my direct phone number. And over this past 10 months, the amount of feedback that I've gotten is overwhelming. I get texts, I get messages, I get emails that say, thank you so much for doing that episode. Thank you so much for bringing that person on. Thank you so much for sharing a message that has helped me upgrade my life. And that's why I do this podcast. That's why I take the effort. That's why my family is okay with me carving out time away from them so that I can bring you this podcast. So, do you want to help me in return? Do you want to support me in return? I know you do. And there's some basic ways that you can do that. One of the ways is soon there will be a donation. There'll be a tip jar, so to speak, on my website. And the website is www.theupgradedlifepodcast.com. You can go there. You will be able to see the tip jar. It'll be in the form of a PayPal link. Anything that you can offer me helps. I actually pay somebody to help me with the production of these episodes, because without that, I wouldn't be able to put out weekly episodes. I just wouldn't be able to do that. And so that's a cost. It costs to host my website. It costs to produce this podcast. And if you want to help keep me in a position to be able to pump out more episodes, I would be eternally grateful for your help. So one way is that you can go to my website, see the PayPal link, and drop me whatever you can. If it's $5, if it's $10, if it's $25, $50, $100, all of it helps. All of it helps to offset what it costs me to keep this podcast going. Another big way that you could help me financially, help me keep this podcast up and going, is consider the business opportunity that I have. It's been available as a button. It is called the Income Boost button. And this is where I show people, and I've been able to show several people how to develop an income stream in addition to what they're already doing. People that are landscapers, people that are corporate CEOs, people that work for state government, people that work for small business, people that work for retail businesses are able to bring this business alongside of them and develop a independent income stream. So if you're listening to this, and if you could use an extra $500 to $1,000 extra in your monthly budget, that's what I do best. I show people how to make an extra $500 to $1,000. And once you get that built, it just keeps rolling in. There's no stop to it. And you'll see that button on my website. It's called Income Boost. And the web link for that is www.nicksotelo.com/income boost. Fill in your name and email and you'll get the info. It takes about 20 minutes. So 20 minutes of your time is all I'm asking. You tell me yes, no, or maybe, I'll honor your response. But if you could use an extra $500, an extra $750, an extra $1,000 into your budget, that's what I do best. If that would make a difference in your life, go to that link, put in your info, and just take a look at the information. One more thing that I am really focused on right now, it is October of 2020, is I am really looking at how to show people the benefit of adding CBD into their life. It was about the end of June when a massive tree fell down on my property here in Salem, Oregon. So we had a pretty significant windstorm and it blew down an oak tree on my property. And it was a big oak tree. I counted the rings. There's about 48, maybe 50 rings on the oak tree. So that tells you about how old it is. And it blew down. It split into two parts. One part went left, one part went right. Thankfully, none of it hit the house, but it created a huge mess on my property. And over the ensuing weeks, me and my family, we went out there with chainsaws and rakes and four-wheelers and trailers, and we cleaned up the mess, and we had it all cleaned up. And what was remaining was about a 20-foot-tall section of an oak tree that needed to come down. But before it could come down, there was massive limbs attached to it that had to be taken off in order for the tree to fall down in a way that would remain safe to the other structure that are part of my property. And long story short, I did a lot of the work myself with the help of my family. And at one point in time, as I was removing a limb off this big oak tree, it came crashing down and it took me out, took the ladder out, and I fell crashing to the ground. I fell about 15 feet. And my life flashed before my eyes and I hit the ground and I bounced. And praise the good Lord above me who was watching over me. I didn't break a bone. I didn't get cut seriously. I didn't bang my head. I have no concussion, but I did land on my ribs and it did some damage to my ribs and the cartilage and all the connective tissue in my rib cage. And for about 6 weeks, probably longer, probably 12 weeks, I suffered the consequences of falling 15 feet on my rib cage. And a huge part of me getting through that period of intense pain, of extreme being uncomfortable, not being able to sleep, was the use of a CBD muscle rub that I get through Nature's Ultra. CBD muscle rub. I think it's 500 milligram strength. And my precious wife would apply that to my ribcage and to my back every night. And I can tell you folks that if it wasn't for that muscle rub, I would have been bedridden much longer than what I was. So I was pretty much bedridden for the better part of a week and it hurt to do anything with my left side. And the ability to actually get in and out of bed during that phase, I attribute highly to Nature's Ultra CBD Muscle Rub. Now, I've used this product before. I've used it in a lot of ways. I used it for what's called golfer's elbow when I was starting to lift weights to get back in shape. It helped tremendously then. But I tell you what, the fall that I experienced and the hurt rib cage that I endured, the Muscle Rub did tremendous work to help me stay mobile, to stay relatively pain-free, and to ultimately recover from that significant injury. So Nature's Ultra is the source of that CBD product. Nature's Ultra also offers CBD oils in mint flavor, in cinnamon flavor, and in citrus flavor. And those oils come from Young Living essential oils, and there are specific reasons why those three essential oils are paired with the CBD. I won't get into that right now, but it's called Smart Spectrum CBD. Nature's Ultra is in Colorado, and it is the first organic certified CBD operation in the United States. If you don't know, the hemp plant, which is the primary source for CBD, is also a bioaccumulator, which means that it sucks up anything in the soil around it. So it matters where you get your CBD from. That if your hemp plants are planted in just in any other soil, in any other farm in the U.S., you may be getting exposed to things like Roundup, things like any kind of pesticide that's out there, herbicide that's out there. The hemp plant is a bioaccumulator, heavy metals. It'll bioaccumulate heavy metals, which is why it's super important to know your source for CBD. It's super important to know if it is organically grown or not. And Nature's Ultra is certified non-GMO. It's certified 100% organic, and it's 0.0 THC. If that's a concern of yours, meaning that there is no psychoactive properties in Nature's Ultra CBD. We have heard accounts from airline pilots that have been using Nature's Ultra CBD that have been able to pass their drug screens and still do their job as pilots, which is huge. Meaning that if there was any THC in it, in their drug screens, these pilots would not be allowed to assume their duty in the cockpit. I don't know what other kind of stringency you would need in order to justify the 0.0 THC that's part of Nature's Ultra CBD. CBD has so many ways of helping you in your health. It is better than Tylenol, it is better than ibuprofen, and both of those over-the-counter drugs have so many negative side effects that if you're using those regularly right now, Tylenol or ibuprofen, I would encourage you to stop. I would encourage you to look at the negative side effects of those. They are killing your kidneys, they're killing your liver, they are ruining your gut biome, and look at something as an alternative, such as Nature's Ultra CBD. So if you are interested in that, if this has sparked your desire to know more about CBD, let me know. Send me an email at nick@nicksotelo.com. Send me an email saying, I want to know more about the CBD. I'll be happy to share with you what Nature's Ultra CBD can do for you. You can also go to www.nicksotelo.com/CBD, and that should pull up a website to you where you can learn more about Nature's Ultra CBD. I use it every single day. I use the Muscle Reb as I need to, but I use the mint oil in my morning smoothie, and there's just so many health benefits that's beyond what I can share with you in this podcast episode, in this mid-roll ad. This is what this is called. This is called a mid-roll ad, whether you know it or not. So those are ways that you can support me. Look for the PayPal link, drop me a tip, or look at how you could add CBD to your daily routine to help you do things like lose weight, get better sleep, become free from things like worry, get over the blues. There's just so many ways that CBD can be incorporated in your life for so many health benefits. Please consider it. All right. Thanks for holding on. We went through part one of this episode, which was looking at Richard Brook and green light vision. Now we're going to shift into looking at how vision really needs to be part of your heart. It needs to be integrated from your mind to your heart. And I'm pulling from Dr. Joe Vitale. He's written books like The Attractor Factor. He's written books like Becoming Zero or At Zero. He was featured in the movie The Secret. And he is one of the primary writers, authors, speakers around the law of attraction. And over the past several months, I have taken in, I don't know, at least a half dozen books, just as many lectures, just as many YouTube videos from Dr. Joe Vitale. And one of the things that I'm going to focus on here in this episode that he really showcases quite well is the idea that if you don't have your head and heart integrated, then you're not going to get the results out of this life. You're not going to attract to your personal life the best that this universe has to offer. You just won't. So one of the most understood yet misquoted concepts is the purpose of money. And Dr. Joe Vitale does a great job of showcasing this. So fill in the blank. Money is the root of all blank. And most people will fill in that blank with the word evil. When I say most people that are hearing this and are accustomed and living in a westernized civilization. And I gotta make that caveat because this freaking podcast has extended across nearly 40 countries, and not all of those 40 countries would be considered Western-based countries. So I just want to put that out there, that I'm floored that this podcast is reaching so many people across so many countries, and they may not know anything related to Judo creation or Judo Christian tradition. I just want to acknowledge that. So what money is and what it does will vary from era to era, from epoch to epoch, from culture to culture, from civilization to civilization. In the here and now, there are a lot of people that believe that money is the root of all evil. And if that's what you believe, if you believe money equates to greed, money equates to corruption, money equates to inequity, then you'll never attract money to your personal life. Because why would you? If you believe money is evil in your heart, then you will never amount much in the terms of financial gain. You just won't. You will not attract into your personal life things that you believe are evil, things that you believe are contrary to what you should have in your life, things that you believe are perpendicular to your core values. It just won't happen. It doesn't matter if your head tells you, okay, Sarah, we need to make more money so that we can do XYZ. That's your head talking. And Sarah, if your heart believes that money is evil, you will actually repel money from your life. You have to have your head integrated with your heart. Now, no offense to people named Sarah that are listening to this. I could have picked Gary V's Carl. And Carl is just as guilty as believing that money is evil. And Carl will actually sneer at people that he calls quote-unquote rich. He will say things like, rich people have it so easy. He'll say things like, rich people are lucky. Carl will say things, if I could only win the lottery, then I could do X, Y, Z. But Carl, did you know that most people who win the lottery are often left in more financial ruin than when they were previous to winning the lottery? And why is that? That is a huge question out there. Why is that? Why is it that people who win the lottery, why is it that when athletes gain huge signing bonuses, why is it that when entertainers are paid millions upon millions of dollars, DMX drives broken down cars. He doesn't have a license. He gets pulled over on the regular and has his cars towed away. He was a multi-million dollar rapper in the late 90s, early 2000s. He is dead broke today. Why? Why did MC Hammer go broke two or three times? Why did Robert Downey Jr. have to go to rehab God knows how many times before he finally realized what was in front of him in terms of his acting aptitude and his ability to create wealth and do something with it? Why is Johnny Depp given the label Rich Miserable Bastard by Hans Johnson? If you don't know about Johnny Depp's story, his quote-unquote assets cost him something like $4 million a year. Now, Richard Kiyosaki would tell you an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. A liability is something that takes money out of your pocket. Johnny Depp, for some reason, didn't read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and his quote-unquote assets cost him $4 million a year. That's why he has to make shitty movies in order to keep the upkeep going on his quote-unquote assets. Why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because their head and their heart are not integrated. They don't have an inner vision, a green light vision. They don't have a belief system that tells them they are worthy, that they are enough, that they can do great things with what this world has given them. They don't have that vision stamped on their heart. Money is the root of all evil. There's a long pause there, and that's for a reason, because that scripture from the Bible is taken out of context. Money is the root of all evil is not what the scripture says. The scriptures say, for the love of money is the root of all evil. What do you love? What are your core values pointing you to every single day? Do you love money for money's sake? Or do you ask God for money so that you can have individual success, so that you can build a legacy that pulls other people from the muck and the mire? Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. What do you love? How do you know what you love? How do others know what you love? What is the actual root of all evil? I've read a lot of Grant Cardone books. He wrote The 10X Factor. He wrote Be Obsessed or Be Average. He wrote Sell or Be Sold. He is a believer. He says, in this day and age, if you are an American, if you are living in a Western civilization, if you have access to the internet, and Gary Vee says the same thing, we are living in an era, and in fact, President Obama said the same thing as he was campaigning for presidency. the first time around, saying that if you could choose any era, any decade to live in the course of human history, you would have chosen, in the words of Barack Obama, you would have chosen 2010. Why? Because of what is available to the average person, not only in the US, not only in the UK, but around this globe. What is available to you as a resource? What is available to you in the form of the internet? And what is available to you is these untapped, unlimited potential to build wealth. And back to Grant Cardone, as a believer, he says, if you are not engaged in an effort to build wealth in today's here and now, given that you can do that with a keyboard and an internet connection, that is true sin. That building wealth is not just for you. Building wealth isn't for your own personal gain, but the wealth that you can build today in today's age, in the technology age, can lift so many people out of the muck in the mire, that if you aren't personally engaged in that effort to build wealth beyond living a quote-unquote livable wage, beyond $15 an hour. My son is 16 years old. He refs football games on the weekends for $15 an hour. All he has to do is show up and put a whistle in his mouth and blow it periodically in order to get $15 an hour. Don't tell me that $15 an hour is a quote-unquote livable wage. Don't tell me that $15 an hour is what the U.S. economy should be providing for every single person, because my 16-year-old can do that right now. If you're listening to this and you're not making $15 an hour, that is because you have adopted a vision in your heart that says only the lucky people are successful. That says, if I was just XYZ different or more or better, then I would be able to make more than this. It's a lie. It's a limiting belief. It's something that the powers that be want you to believe so that you vote in a certain way. It's a trap. It's a bear trap that ensnares your leg and gives you two choices. Either eat through your own leg and become free, or die there in the woods. And I'm telling you, you don't even have to step in that bear trap. You don't. $15 an hour is not what anybody should be expecting from the government. It isn't anything that somebody should be striving for. If a 16-year-old can do it by showing up on a random football field in a random state in the United States and putting a whistle in his mouth, you could be doing so much more than that. But what is your vision in your heart telling you? Don't love money. Don't be greedy. Don't look to lie, cheat, and steal. And those are lyrics from a Tool song. Lie, cheat, and steal. Don't do those things. Look to become successful based on your own potential, so that you can be an example of how hard work leads to success, which leads to legacy, and have that inspire people to be on their own path for their own individual success to establish their own legacy, to then inspire other people. That's the pathway out of poverty. That's how individual success doesn't become sabotaged by greed, by the love of money. Keep your moral compass articulated to what is true, your own core values. Your individual success must lead to a legacy that inspires other people. It must. If it doesn't, then that's when you become a rich, miserable bastard like Johnny Depp, according to Hans Johnson. I got to throw that caveat in there. It's okay to have wealth. It's okay to have riches. It's okay to be involved in efforts, in business, in deals to amass wealth. Well, what's the purpose of it? What's the end means of it? Is it just for you? Then that might be the love of money. Is it so that you can help other people, lift them out of the muck and mire? That's probably legacy. That's probably inspiration. That's probably salt and light. That's probably helping the widows and the orphans. But don't use the cloak of modesty as your excuse for why you aren't out there in today's age, like Grant Cardone exhorts us to be doing, to build wealth. Gary Vee says that if our grandparents were alive today, people that lived and died in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, that if they were alive today, realizing that we could literally be making money in our sleep through the internet via keyboard, and saw us eating bonbons and Doritos and watching whatever that show was on Netflix, The Tiger Show. I don't even know what the name of that freaking show is. I wish I could think of it right now. But if they saw us just wasting our time watching that stupid show on Netflix when we could be making money in our sleep, they would literally slap us in the face because they had to work in factories. They had to risk life and limb in order to make less than that $15 an hour that we think is owed to us. That's what Gary Vee says. Our grandparents would slap us in the face knowing that we were sitting around wasting time watching Netflix thinking, oh, it's so hard to make money. It's so hard. Only the rich people, they're just so lucky. They just got bored with this. Slap that out of your face. That's what Gary Vee said that our grandparents would do to us. And I believe him. I was raised by my grandparents. They were born in the early 30s. They lived through, they were Depression era children. And I just really aligned with him when Gary Vee said that. You literally have the ability to amass wealth through the internet, through a keyboard, while you sleep. Why aren't you doing it? And I know a lot of you aren't doing it because you have red light vision. A lot of you aren't doing it because you believe modesty is the best policy, because you believe in your heart that rich people are automatically greedy people, that people who have wealth are automatically egotistical. That's what you believe in your heart. And as long as you believe that, then you'll never have those things. Now, I'm not saying that you have to pursue those things. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that you were given life for a reason. You were given life to have an abundant life. You were given life to be salt and light. You were given life to be joyful and spread your joy to other people. So my question is, how abundant is your life? How joyful is your life? How much are you able to spread that to other people? And if you answer that honestly and say, I'm not doing a very good job, Nick, I get it. I was there. And if you respond to that saying, Nick, you have no right to ask me those questions, well, I get that too. But don't pretend that I don't see what you're doing. I know what it's like to say to yourself, oh, my life is fine, my life is okay, and then get ticked off when your Starbucks barista, as you're wasting your $5 that you could be investing, messes up your coffee order. And how indignant you get about how your $5 latte was supposed to be sugar-free and they put the full sugar pumps in it. Oh my goodness. The end of your day. And how you got a free coffee out of it. Tell me who the greedy one is. Tell me who is more focused on their individual comfort and their individual success versus building a legacy of success that inspires other people to do the same. Green light vision, believing it in your heart. You will not experience or attract the best things in this life to your own individual life if you have red light vision, if you have yellow light vision, or if you believe in your heart that you aren't worthy of the best that this life has to offer. If you don't believe in your heart, based on the evidence that is all around you, that hard work can and will pay off, then you won't even bother to put in your best effort. And that's a belief that will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If your belief is only the lucky experience the best in this life, then you're automatically counting yourself out of, quote unquote, those that are lucky. It's about your belief in your heart, 100% every single time. There's no exception to this. Your life right now, in the here and now, is primarily based on what you believe about yourself, what you believe about other people, and what you believe about the world around you. So what's the answer? What's the solution? Dive deep in what you believe and why you believe it. Challenge those conclusions. Look for contrary evidence. Start spending time with successful people, because I guarantee you they had to adopt green light vision. They had to start believing things differently in their heart in order to attract things differently to their lives. This is one of the universal laws, the one of your universal truths. There's just no way around it. People that fall on dumb luck and have moments or spurts of success, it fades away. We're looking at people that have enduring success, legacy. I guarantee you they have green light vision. I guarantee you they had a belief in their heart that propelled them day in and day out to do the hard work necessary to achieve what they already believed in their heart. I guarantee you that was at the core of those people, that those were the ingredients to their recipe of success. Take me up on it. Challenge me on it. Look at anyone that you believe is successful in this life or has been successful in this life. Look at anyone that has left behind an inspiring legacy and prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Actually, I'd rather have you not waste time doing that. I'd rather have you accept this message for what it is, inspire you to develop your own green light vision, to develop your own heart-held vision for the life that you deserve, the life that you want, the success that you deserve, the success that you want, so that you can inspire others through your own legacy to do the same. I'd rather have you spend time, energy, and effort developing your own green light vision, developing your own legacy that is based on a heart-held belief of yes, I can. Si se puede. Si se puede. Yes, you can. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech only came after about 200 other speeches. We focus on his I Have a Dream speech, which he wasn't even going to deliver in that moment at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. He wasn't going to deliver that. Somebody in the crowd yelled out to him and said, "Tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream." And that sparked him to kick off what we now know as the I Have a Dream speech. But that was built on green light vision. That was built on 200 previous speeches, believing in his heart that he could leave a legacy for others to follow behind and do greater things than these. What's in your heart? What's your vision? How do you determine? How do you define success? What's your legacy? Those are heavy questions, I know. Those are questions that I ask of people that I work with when they take the step, take the bold courage to work with me as a coach. Because I already told you, I have people in my life that depend on me for many things as a husband and father. And when I decide to take time away from them to help people as a coach, it comes at a cost. More than a financial cost. So those are heavy questions. What's your vision? What's your belief? Your heart-held belief? What is the legacy you are leaving behind? You need to be crystal clear on the answers to those questions. And if you're not, that's what I'm here for. I'll help you develop crystal clear clarity around those questions. I will help you develop green light vision. I will help you create a vision in your heart for a future for yourself that will create success for you, that will establish a legacy that will inspire others, including your partner, including your kids, including your grandkids, including any people that happen to tap into your story. That's the upgraded life mindset, mission, and movement. It starts with mindset. Coming full circle, mindset is core values. Mindset is affirmations, which are the antidote to the negative messaging that most people operate with, because they aren't aware of it. They aren't aware of how to do anything different. And inner vision. That's the third part of mindset in the upgraded life mindset, mission, and movement. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm at the 1 hour, 15 minute mark. I'm in awe for those that have taken the time to listen to this episode, that have taken the time to leave me feedback, that have taken the time out of their busy lives to tune in to the Upgraded Life podcast, to send me messages via social media, via text, via email saying, Nick, thank you so much for what you said. Thank you so much for bringing this person on your show. Thank you so much for showing me how to create the upgraded life in my own personal life. It's that type of feedback that keeps me going. It's that type of feedback that tells me, yes, Nick, you are on the right path. It's that type of feedback that brings me in front of the mic each and every episode. If this show has stirred up your soul to take action, let me know. Send me an email. Nick@nicksotelo.com is my email address. Hit me up on social media. I'm on Instagram. The_upgradedlife is my handle on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, Nick Sotelo on Facebook. Send me a message. Let me know that you are being helped to create your individual success so that you can create a lasting legacy that inspires others. Let me know that. I covered a lot of territory in this episode, I know. Talked about Richard Brooke, talked about Joe Vitale, talked about green light vision, talked about head-heart connection, talked about law of attraction. I'll leave the links to these people, to these sources, to these websites, to these YouTube links in my show notes. All you have to do is go over to my website. My website is www.theupgradedlifepodcast.com. You'll be able to see this episode there. Click on the episode. You'll be able to see the links to the resources that I've talked about in this episode. If you want to support me, look for that PayPal link, that tip jar. Send me anything that you can. It all helps. A big reminder that CBD is something that has helped me, helped my family, helped lots of people that I'm connected to upgrade their life in a physical way, even if it's not using Tylenol or Advil as much as they are, because those things are wreaking havoc on our bodies. Just look it up. Just Google it. That's all you got to do. If you're interested on how to add CBD to your life, let me know. www.nicksotelo.com/CBD, or just send me an email and I'm happy to give you the info on how to get CBD in your house and in your life. Adding an extra income stream to what you're doing is also something that I do. If you are the type of person that could use an extra $500 or $1,000 extra dollars to your budget every month, that's what I do best. www.nicksotelo.com/income boost. Leave me your name and your email address. Take 20 minutes. Look at the info. Tell me yes, no, maybe. That's all I ask. An extra $1,000 a month could be at the other end of looking at that info. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking in this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to my message around vision. For those of you that were inspired by that, for those of you that may be thinking, I need a coach in my life, that's also what I do. When you head over to my website, you can find a way to schedule a time with me. I give people who schedule a strategy session with me free 30 minutes with Dr. Nick Sotelo. I will listen to your circumstance. I'll listen to your scenario. And if I'm the person for you, if I believe that I can help you, I will let you know. If I'm not, I will also let you know. And I'll also point you to people who are better suited to help you. It's 30 minutes. Be bold, take the step, schedule that time with me. I guarantee you it won't be a waste of time. This has been The Upgraded Life with Dr. Nick Sotelo talking about vision, green light vision, head-heart connection, heart-held belief as it relates to vision. I urge you to act upon this information. Now that you're aware of it, you're obligated to do something with it. Start upgrading your vision. Start seeing what you want for your life right now. Calm yourself, still yourself for 5 minutes, and start seeing those things in your life right now. Your mind and your heart don't know the difference between reality and what you bring in front of them in terms of a vision. They don't know the difference. So start envisioning in your mind and your heart the things that you want to bring to your life. That's a discipline. That's a practice. That's part of the upgraded life. Start believing for yourself. Start seeing for yourself what it is that you truly want and desire for your own personal success and for your legacy that you're leaving behind. I wish blessings in all of you, and we will catch you on the next episode of The Upgraded Life.